You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome Joanne Robertson and Jeff Miller into the studio. They play respectively The Lady of the Lake and King Arthur in Spamalot, which opens Friday at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It seems like I just spoke to the two of you playing different roles in Shrek the Musical, and here you are back together again. Do you enjoy working together?
Absolutely. You know, it's been a long time since I've enjoyed working with someone as much as I've enjoyed working with Joanne. She is just a fabulous performer and a wonderful person to be with both backstage and on the stage. Completely trust her as an actor. She's just a tremendous amount of fun.
I would say the same to Jeff. This is my second show back into the theater, and so it's been great to have people like Jeff around to mentor me back into the whole acting gig again. So it's been great.
So now we're doing Spamalot, and I remember the first time I heard that Spamalot was a thing. I said, really? They're making a play out of Monty Python and the Holy Grail? But that's pretty much exactly what it is. So tell our listeners, what parts of Monty Python, the television show and the movies, did you keep, and then what did you have to kind of not carry over to the stage production?
Well, they've kept a great deal of the film version. Arthur's first scene where he rides up to the castle with his faithful servant Patsy, you know, clicking the coconuts and, you know, in imitation of the sound of a horse running, that's all kept in there. A lot of the dialogue has been kept in from those scenes, particularly with Arthur's scenes at the castles. The French taunter scene is still in. One scene that's not in is Sir Bedivere's the trial of the witch. You know, where they're like, you know, we found a witch, may we burn her. That's unfortunately not in the play. In this musical, I don't know why, but most of the rest of the things that are iconic in the film version are in this play. Plus a tremendous amount of music, because it is a musical. So there's a lot of great music that's in this play. They took Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Life of Brian, yeah, and brought that into the play. It's just a laugh riot from the very beginning.
Are there elements from other of the Monty Python movies or other skits that made it in that weren't in the Holy Grail?
No, that's basically the only thing that I can see from any other Monty Python production is Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, that song.
Well, tell us a little bit about the rest of the cast that fleshes out this ensemble.
Well, we have Brad Browser, who played Shrek. Mm-hmm. He's Sir Bedivere. Let's see. We have Josh. Let's see. There's Josh. How many knights do we have? We have there's about seven or eight knights. Plus, we have we still have the Herbert, you know, whose father owns the castle on the swamp. He's in the show. There's the Lady of Lake, of course, which is a completely, you know, new character for Spamalot, and she has all of her Laker girls, which are a bunch of dancing girls, and they happen to be in the Callaway County Laker costumes,
the cheerleading outfits,
absolutely.
Well, who did stage design and costumes, and what can we expect when we walk in and see this?
I don't know their names.
We have
Marcy, yes, Gardner Edmonds, Shelley Regan, Bridget Poor, and I'm sure Lise Jones. And I believe one other person had been working very diligently on the costumes and the props. Chris Poor, Dr. Chris Poor from over at Murray Hospital, he's playing Patsy. And he's done a tremendous amount of work on the costumes themselves, making the French taunter helmets, making Arthur's crown. So those folks have been really instrumental in creating the recreating the look of the costumes from the film.
As well as Savannah Poor did,
yes,
our choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's really a family affair, because the whole Poor family, and then Jeff's family is actually in the show. So his wife,
really?
Is in the show, and
yes,
his son is in the show. So it's quite a family affair over there.
So will it look like a forest? What's the stage going to be set up like?
Well, we're going to have a screen in the back on the back wall, which we will project projections on, moving images. things of that nature, very much like you would see in the film. The set is, as far as that goes, we've gone actually kind of in a minimalist fashion, where the extremely expensive forest is something that's not very expensive looking, and Tim the Enchanter is, you know, floats in, but he's not floating in the air, he's on something else, and everything that we've done in that way, we've taken everything that if you try to do it on Broadway, you'd have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. And we went the other way with it. We made it comedic in our inability to do this. So, you know, we can't fly people in that space. We don't have the capacity to do it. So what we've done is we've gone completely the other way and made it ridiculously funny.
Yes.
So that's basically how we treated everything in the play. So
it's kept us laughing through the whole thing. So
there are a few parts of Holy Grail that aren't quite suitable for kids. Could we bring our children to see Spamalot?
There's still some language in there. There's, you know, that might not be appropriate for little children. The subject matter itself is probably a little bit over the heads for, you know, for anybody under, say, the age of 10 or so. There is a disclaimer on the playbill on our poster that specifically states that it's not really intended for children, and that's just to keep them away from some of the language. There are some flatulence jokes and things like that several
flatulence
jokes that parents might not appreciate their children, you know, repeating at home. But So it's not really geared towards children. There's a lot of shows in our season that are geared towards children, and a lot of the musicals we do are geared toward children. This one, not so much.
What's the running time roughly going to be?
About 2 hours long. We ran it the other night, and the first act ran 55 minutes. The second act ran an hour. So it'll be 2 hours plus or minus with a little bit of intermission.
So when both of you heard Playhouse was putting on Spamalot, was there an immediate rush and a desire to be a part of this production? A lot of actors, this is just red meat to chew on, you know.
Yes. I actually heard the music from Spamalot when I was in college. The song that goes like this was the first song I ever heard from the Spamalot, the musical. And ever since then, I've always wanted to sing that song. So it's been kind of a dream of mine to be able to play Lady of the Lake, so I actually get to sing the song that brought me into the whole Spamalot.
I don't want to put the two of you on the spot, but is there something the two of you could do for us, a little brief snippet? If not, that's fine. But if there's anything you could do, I think our audience would appreciate it.
I think
it.
We probably could. We can do the... We can do the bit where after Patsy and I have sung.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with When You Tell Me That I'm Not Alone.
Yes. But you're not alone, Arthur. Haven't you noticed? I've been with you all this time. Who gave you a sword? Who made you king? Who welcomed you to Camelot? Who helped you off on your quest? Sure, I've been off stage for far too long. But I'm here to help you, and I always have been.
Patsy, did you hear? I'm not alone. The Lady of the Lake has been with me all this time.
And so has Patsy.
Oh, yes, but, well, Patsy's family.
You see, Arthur, dear, we're all here to help each other.
Can you help me to put on a Broadway musical?
Yes, you're in a Broadway show.
Oh, my.
You've been in a Broadway show all this time.
Oh, who knew?
Great. So anything else people need to know before coming out to see Spamalot?
Showtimes are 7:30 curtain Friday and Saturday nights, 2:30 curtain on Sundays. The show starts this coming Friday, February 7th, runs 3 weekends through the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Make reservations soon because tickets are flying out of the door. Mm-hmm. It's a very well-known show. It's a very popular show. And as soon as word gets out of how hysterical it's going to be, tickets are going to really fly out the door. So I would tell everybody to definitely make their reservations very soon.
And the best way is to call the box office at 759-1752.
Absolutely. You can do that. You can go to our website, playhouseinthepark.com, I believe is our website.
I think so.
Yes. Playhouseinthepark.net is what it is. And you can make reservations that way as well.
So last question, you're about 3 days away. How nervous are we at this point?
I really think we're ready.
We absolutely are. Mm-hmm. We were in... We were talking about this the other night. We were in much more dire straits when we were doing Shrek for some reason. It was just a huge show to put together as far as the costumes and everything. This show, because it's an adult cast, because it's such an iconic film and everyone knew most of the dialogue that was in the film already, the rehearsal process has gone extraordinarily smooth. So mm-hmm. we've been running the show full out for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 rehearsals. So we're yeah. definitely going to be ready on Friday night.
Just speed up those costume changes and a little bit of the sets, and yes. we'll be good to go.
Well, I'm super excited that Spam-A-Lot's coming to Playhouse in the Park. It opens Friday at 7 p.m. Joanne Robertson and Jeffrey Miller are the Lady of the Lake and King Arthur. Thank you so much for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you so much. I did say 7:30. I was wrong about that. It is 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
So call now to the box office, 759-1752, for tickets to Spam-A-Lot. You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross. I learned yesterday that Nickel Creek is reuniting with a two-day event at the Ryman on April 18th and 19th. Let's hear one of their best-known songs. It's The Lighthouse's Tale on Sounds Good.